Praise God. Praise God. To have each and every one of you on the call, I am Brenda Terrell out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we are tagging today, Joy Cometh in the Morning. We thank God for the opportunity. He says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we thank God that tomorrow we are celebrating the joy of the world, and that's Jesus himself. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you and glorify and honor you, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. And, Father, we thank you for every individual on this call this morning. Lord, you know their every need, their every being, Father God. And we thank you that you're with them. We thank you, Father, that you have your loving arms around them. We thank you that you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you that you're the God who healeth all. We thank you, Lord God, that you're El Shaddai. You're the Almighty. All by yourself. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father, for your anointing that is on this call this morning. You said when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. And we thank you, Father, that you're in our midst, that you're there to honor and be glorified and to do the will that you placed on this earth for all of us to do. And, Father God, we thank you for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, we glorify you, Father, for using these two ladies and touching them, Father God, to have this call each and every morning. We thank you, Father, that the airways are cleared, and, Father God, that your word will go forth like never before. We glorify you, Father, once again, for your anointing, because your anointing truly destroy the yokes. And we thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you're placing on each individual this day and the days to come. We say truly, you are the joy of the world. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise your righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah and amen. Now, TMC family, once again, I'll say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, and I'll turn it over to our host. Are you there, host?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda Terrell?
Yes, I can. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he's doing in our lives. Thank you so much for the tag for the day. Joy comes in the morning Wednesday, and also for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every single one of you. To the Master's Call, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. Our co-founders here for the Master Call are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call has been going forth every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010. So we are going on our fifth year here on the Master's Call. And God definitely has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we believe in Jesus Christ and we begin our day here on the Master's Call. So we thank each one of you for dialing in each and every day, for sharing this call with others so that they are able to dial in and so that they are able to do what God would have them to do at this divine and appointed hour. So if you are visiting us for the first time today, we welcome you. And we want you to know that we have a website that you could go to. And that website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will see bios for our ministers and our speakers that come on the line every day. You will also see information regarding Pastor Everett Thomas and his church, and there's a way to donate and participate in helping him to rebuild his church out there in Detroit, Michigan. So please visit the website and listen to the messages that are on there at any time. It's available to you 24/7. You may be on this call every day. You've been listening. You've been sitting at the table. You've been feasting. And maybe God is pushing you, positioning you, and purging you to do something different. Maybe he is calling you to stand up and step out. Well, here on the Master's Call, we have many opportunities. You can be a greeter. You can be a prayer intercessor. Maybe there's a word in your belly, and it's time for you to share what thus says the Lord. Well, we invite you to send us an email, and our email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. So please utilize our email address if you are being purged and pushed into a new season. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 5395-98#. And see, most of us here on the Master's Call are a part of a wonderful, phenomenal, number one reshaping garment company and health and wellness company called Artist International. And that is a thread that has brought us all together. And so if you are an artist distributor on this line today, then I ask you to check your back office, because many things are happening in Artist International. Tonight also is the corporate call, so check your back office and get that information. And if not, the number is 712-432-0900 and the access code 836-211-POUND. So please avail yourself to the artist announcements. Also, if you don't know anything about Artist International, please get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share with you what Artist is about. Well, at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning a mighty man of God. He is our speaker that we hear normally every single Wednesday, Pastor Chuck Brown. I'm telling you, he is a man of excellence. He walks in excellence. He talks in excellence. He teaches in excellence. He and his family are doing mighty things in Louisiana, and you do not want to miss anything that's going on. So I invite you to Facebook him and add yourself as his friend on Facebook. He's Pastor Chuck Brown on Facebook. And when I tell you he is building the kingdom, he is building the kingdom in excellence. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning none other than my brother, Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown, are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Good morning, and God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you, my brother. The platform is yours.
You and Minister Brenda, we praise God for you all doing what you do each week. Grateful God for Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, for the ministry that they have and the assignment that they're carrying out. Let me get right to what the Lord has given to me. I would like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas on this year. And wanted to give a sermon. I know we've been on the series with promotion. I'll repick that up on next week. But in the interest of this season, I want to go from Luke chapter 1, verse 41. Luke 1 and 41. I believe it is 39. Luke 1 and 39. A few days later, New Living Translation. Mary hurried to the hill country of Judah, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. And at the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." I want to minister for the next few moments from this subject, celebrate the promise. celebrate the promise. We're in the Christmas season, as we all know. The malls are packed, and people are shopping. Lists are being compiled. Everyone is gearing up for parties. And in the midst of all of this commercialism, the reason for this particular season has been pushed to the back burner. And the same folk who say that Jesus is the reason for this season are the main ones pushing him back. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with buying gifts or planning dinner or any of those things. The problem is, in the midst of celebrating each other, the actual celebrant is not celebrated at all. You cannot have Christmas without Christ being in the midst, or as I heard someone say, without Christ being in the mass. If Jesus is not in the celebration, then we've missed out on a celebration of the promise that God gave to humanity. We must celebrate the promise. I have 4 points that I want to share with you this morning. Number one, man has nothing to do with what God has promised to you. Man has nothing to do with what God has promised to you. You know the story of how Mary was visited by an angel who informed her that she would conceive and bring forth a son. She was a virgin. She had not had any sexual relations with any man. The only way that she can conceive a child would have been to connect with a man and be impregnated by him. And Mary asked a very significant question in retort to the angel's declaration. How is this going to happen, seeing that I don't know a man? How can I have all of this wonderful promise when I don't have a man? How can I experience greatness when I don't know the right man? The problem was Mary was looking for the wrong person to bring the promise into her life. Joseph was not going to father this child, but she was going to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. What God placed in Mary came from him, not a man. And too often we're looking for people to give to us what God actually wants to impart into us. You're looking for somebody to hook you up with a job when God has birthed a business in you. You're looking to borrow from someone when God wants to make you the lender, not the borrower. What God is about to do in your life won't have anything to do with a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. It's going to be the Lord that blesses you. It's going to be the Lord that increases you, the Lord that favors and stretches and promotes you. In that particular era, in that time, an unwed mother, unwed woman, rather, who was pregnant would be humiliated. She would be stoned. She would be cast out. She would be ridiculed, but none of that matters when it's God's baby. Talk about me all you want. Just know that I'm carrying a promise in me that you don't have anything to do with. This promise is going to change, not just going to change my world, but it's going to change all of us, not because it's my baby, but because the Lord imparted it into me. And this is very significant to understand, because if the Lord is imparting the promise in me, then I don't have to consult anybody about it. I don't need to talk to you and explain to you what God has placed on the inside of me. Trust me, you'll see it after a while. And once it manifests, you will know that it was God who did this, not anybody else. The second thing I want to share is this. The promise within you cannot be contained by the system. The promise within you cannot be contained by the system. Mary was getting ready to birth her promise, the promise that had been imparted into her by God, the promise that man had nothing to do with, the promise that God alone could get credit for. But there was no room at the end for her to bring forth the promise. There's still no room in the end. For all of you who only want to be blessed in the system, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because sometimes the system will lock you out. There won't be room for you. The system will shut the door on you. But great things are often born outside of the system. I don't have to have the kind of job the system dictates to me in order to be blessed. I can be a janitor and be more blessed than anybody else I know. I can be a sanitation worker and not struggle to pay my bills. Who says that only doctors and lawyers and celebrities and athletes are the only ones who can be wealthy? The devil is a liar. I'm going to be blessed, and it's not going to come the same way everybody else came. I'm going to be blessed outside the system, because the system can't even handle what God has blessed in me and placed in me anyway. They locked Mary out when she was ready to deliver. She was at the point of birth, and they wouldn't let her in. Have you ever known that you were close to your breakthrough, but the same people who told you to call them They're not answering their phones now. You're at the point of release, but the same folk who told you to hit them up won't respond to you. Don't worry about them, because when God gets through with you, they're going to wish that they had let you in, and you can have that attitude now. It's too late now, baby. I don't need to be in your clique now. I don't have to be in business with you now. No, we don't need to be connected now. We don't have to be in your network now. If God was willing to let his son, be born outside the system in a barn, that shows us that God's promise is going to come regardless if you let me in or not. Mary had to give birth in a place that wasn't conducive for delivery. The place of delivery didn't matter. What she was carrying mattered. Let's say it again. The place of delivery didn't matter. What she was carrying did matter. It may not have been the ideal circumstances, but it's still the ideal promise. It may not have been the ideal situation, but it's still the ideal promise. It may not have been the ideal comfort level, but it's still the ideal circumstance. It's still the ideal promise. Get out the system. The system cannot handle what God is going to do through you. I can't even see where God has taken you. But if you fight to get inside the system, hear me, then you are subject to the laws of the system. And I'm sorry, but I don't want nothing or nobody telling me what I can or cannot accomplish. I don't want anybody telling me what I can and cannot do or achieve. Keep your system, because I got God's promise. Yeah, when I'm not subject to your laws. I'm not subject to your theories on anything, because my promise is born outside of your system. It's in the kingdom. And because it's in the kingdom, it's subject to a kingdom system, which allows me to know that I'm more than a conqueror, which allows me to know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, which allows me to know that regardless of what situation I face in my life, I know I'm going to have some trouble, but I've overcome the world because I have a promise that's being birthed outside of the system. Keep your system, because I got God's promise. I literally spent years trying to get into a system that wouldn't let me in. But now that God has blessed me outside the system, watch this. The system is calling me. Now the system wants me to come preach to them. Now the system wants to hang out. Now the system wants to connect. Well, I'm so very glad that they didn't let me in, because they can't say that they made me. I'm sorry, but the promise that God has placed within me cannot be contained by the system. And because it cannot be contained by the system, it cannot be contaminated by the system. Oh, it won't have the messy ways of the system. My promise ain't snobbish like the system. My promise ain't mercurial like the system. It's not like it doesn't change like a chameleon does. I'm so grateful that God can bless us in a way that man cannot get credit for. Here's number three. Watch out for those who are keeping tabs on you. Watch out for those who are keeping tabs on you. In Matthew chapter 2, those first 11 verses, we'll see, for sake of time, I won't even read them, but Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through around the 10th, 11th verse, we see these wise men coming from the east. But they're two very distinct searchers, because we also see Herod, who's looking for this Messiah. Both sets were looking for Jesus, but for very different reasons. There were wise men who were looking for Jesus so that they could worship him. But Herod was looking for Jesus so he could kill him. You have to know those folk who are for you and those who are against you. I'm going to tell you the easiest way to tell who's for you and who's against you. Those who are for you will always want to add value to your life. Those who are against you will always want to take from your life. The wise men brought gifts. Herod brought a sword. The wise men wanted to worship him. Herod wanted to murder him. The wise men wanted to give. He wanted to give information. The Herods of our lives will try to give you information to you. The wise men want to get information from you. Watch this. You got to make sure that you look out for the Herods in your life. those folk who always have you feeling worse once you leave their presence. Y'all, I don't know if you all know what I'm talking about. There's some people, when you see their name on a call ID, it just starts to depress you because you know they're just going to take away from you. You every time you've been in their presence, you always leave out worse than you were when you got around them. Those individuals who only take from you without adding anything to you, you have to watch out for them because they don't mean you any good. They want to snuff the very life from you and drain your passion for living out your purpose. Everybody who's looking for you ain't looking to bless you. Everyone who's searching for you is not seeking ways to help you. They are just Herods who will kill you. They're Herods who will kill your dream and kill your passion, kill your vision and kill your hope and kill your faith and kill your joy and kill your stability and kill your healing. Pastor Chuck, what do I do when I identify a Herod in my life? You need to get away from them as fast as possible. Once the wise men came and worshipped, the angel told Joseph to run from there. In fact, the angel appeared to the wise men who Herod wanted to get info from and told them to go home another way. You have to watch out when you see people trying to kill someone else. The angel was basically telling them, look, stay out of all that mess. Don't get involved as an accessory to murder. Don't get involved as an accessory to gossip. Because sometimes we don't pull the trigger, but we don't stop it from being pulled either. We won't start mess, but we won't stop it either. You got to watch out for those who are keeping tabs on you. If you're not adding value to my life ever, if you're only seeking to take away from me, then there's something wrong with that relationship. Because when I come in your presence, you should feel better. I should impart something into you. I should help you. I should bless your life. And at the same token, you should do that for someone else. Hallelujah. Here's number four. Don't wait for the promise to be born before you celebrate. Don't wait for the promise to be born before you celebrate. Again, in Luke chapter 1, verse 41, Elizabeth gave a glad cry, exclaimed to God, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Then she says, you are blessed because you believed just what he said. Number four, again, don't wait for the promise to be born before you celebrate. There's a vast difference in when the wise men worshipped, Matthew chapter 2, versus when Elizabeth worshipped in this particular scripture we just read. The wise men worshipped after the baby was born. Elizabeth rejoiced before the promise could be seen. Some of y'all missed that. The wise men worshipped after the baby was born, but Elizabeth rejoiced before the promise could be seen. Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth's house, and the Bible says that Elizabeth got excited at the sound of Mary's voice. There was something in Mary's voice that got Elizabeth excited. I can always tell who's carrying a promise around by the way they talk. Not by the way they look, but how they talk. She was talking with excitement. She was talking with passion. Don't make the mistake I've made in thinking someone who looked pregnant actually was pregnant. My wife made me stop doing that. I would go and say, oh, man, what do you do? And like, that lady is not pregnant because everybody who looks like they're carrying around a promise ain't pregnant with promise. You can tell who is by how they say what they say. And Elizabeth, who was pregnant at the time with John the Baptist, she had her own promise on the inside of her, was so on fire until her celebration filled her with the Holy Spirit. And here it is, you thought that the only way you could be filled with the Holy Ghost was to tarry all night long. But there, you can be filled just by the way you celebrate for the promise. Not only did Elizabeth get excited, but her promise got excited within her for somebody else's promise. I have never been, nor will I ever be, a hater. I get excited for what God is doing for you, not just for what he's doing for me. She didn't wait for Jesus to be born to start celebrating the promise, and that's what our problem is. We're waiting for the promise to get here before we praise God for it. But if you look at verse 45 again, it says that she believed that God would do just what he said. I wonder how many people on this line this morning believe that God will do just what he said. How many of you believe that God will come through? through? How many of you believe that he's going to keep his promise? How many of you believe that he's not like man, that he should lie, neither the son of man, that he should repent? How many of you believe that if God says something is going to happen? How many of you believe that if God said it's going to happen, then it has to happen because he cannot change his mind about what he said? If you believe it, then why are you depressed about your life? If you believe it, then why are you allowing everybody else to frustrate you? When you know something is indeed going to happen, then you act like it. This season, act like what God promised you is going to come to pass. Celebrate, watch this, like Elizabeth did. Celebrate the promise while it's still a promise. Celebrate the promise while you're still carrying it. Don't wait until the due date to celebrate. You can praise him now. You don't have to wait until the battle is over. You can shout now because you know that you know that you know that you know that when God declares something, when God imparts a promise on the inside of you, you have to bring it to term. And it will be delivered at some point or another. Again, I would like to wish you and your family and all of your connection a Merry Christmas. Prosperous New Year. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time for us. And I love you all so very much. God bless you. Turning the call back over.
My God, my God, my God. What a powerful, profound, prophetic, and on-time word. Thank you so much, Pastor Chuck Brown, for allowing God to use you mightily on this day. I will be calling you back after the prayer to give us our benediction for this day. To God be the glory. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your name. We celebrate you. We honor you, and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the man of God that came, Father God. And I see right now in the name of Jesus, babies leaping right now on this line. I see promise, and I see prosperity. I see provision. I see different things going on, new and greater things, and I just thank you right now for what you're doing in our lives, Father. I thank you that some of us may have cried through the night, God, but I thank you that joy has come this morning, Father. I thank you right now that we celebrate you, and I thank you that we feel brand new because you made us that way, God. I thank you, Father God, for bringing us through valleys that we never thought that we would make it through, but you are that type of God, and I thank you that your presence is forever with us because you are Emmanuel. And so this morning, God, we thank you for each and every caller that has dialed into the Master's Call, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would do new and greater things in their lives as we realize that you are the greatest gift ever, Father. So if there is not a gift underneath the tree, God, you are our gift every day. You are our gift 24/7, and we thank you, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we go through this day, Father, that we will be in a light in the dark world, Father, and that we will be able to share our testimony and our story about how great of a God you are. And so right now this morning I come lifting up Brenda Robinson to you and her family. I pray that you would give her strength and comfort in the passing of her mother. I also lift up President Valerie Garcia to you and the passing of her grandmother, Josephine Porch, to you. And I pray right now that you would just give her peace, comfort, and strength right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I also lift up to you right now Platinum President Marie Preston's mom. And Father God, I know that you are healer. So right now I speak that you would do a miracle and mighty and new things in her life right now, in her body, in her mind, in her spirit, in her soul. I come lifting up Joni to you right now, Father. You are the healer, God. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just outstretch your arms and touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the results of the biopsy this morning will be what your will says that it will be, God, and that no matter what it looks like, Father, that doesn't matter. We have faith to know that you are still in the miracle-working businesses and that your miracles have not expired. And we lift up baby miracle to you this morning, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to allow her to grow strong and healthy in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this line for Minister Robin and her brother-in-law, touch right now, oh God. Touch it, Father. You said if we just touch the hem of your garment, then we would claim our healing, that it would be done. So we claim healing. We claim deliverance. We claim every need is met right now in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, because we are victorious and we are more than conquerors, oh God. So we thank you, we bless you, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, we thank you for joining us this morning here on the Master's Call. For God is moving in a mighty way, and we celebrate him. For Jesus is the reason for the season. And to hear the replay for this call and to pass it on, please pass it on to three people today, one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That number is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-POUND. Don't forget the artist corporate call tonight, 712-432-0900, and the access code 836211-POUND. It has been a pleasure to host this call this morning, and at this time I'm going to ask Pastor Chuck to come to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Father, we're grateful for all that we've received on today, for all that we've heard. I ask God that we will be doers of the word, not hearers only, that we will celebrate you, celebrate the gift that you've given to us, all of the intercession and petition that was sent up to you and the request, oh God, that was laid before you. We come in agreement with it, asking you, Father, to be a healer and a deliverer and a way maker. We'll give you all of the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you again.